Hey friends, it's the 8th of October. Welcome to Pray Today, and I want to take you right away today to John chapter 13. And before I do that, I would like to tell you the topic of today's Pray Today. It is dealing with people we don't like. Even Christians we don't like, or Christians who are annoying, Christians we struggle being around. And I'll tie this into the 13th chapter here. It says, it was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. Now, I'm going to stop there. I like the next part of Peter refusing to have Jesus wash his feet, and I encourage you to read that today. But Jesus did something really interesting here. He took the role of a servant to a group of misfits that were getting ready to all betray him. He knew Judas was going to betray him, and he still washed Judas's feet. Isn't that interesting? But he washed all these other disciples' feet as well. These disciples that were arguing all the time about who the best was, who Jesus liked the most, having a contest with one another to see who could get Jesus's attention. Some of the petty things that the disciples do remind me of myself. Jesus walked for 3 years with these men. These men who were extremely rough around the edges. These men who had shady pasts. These men who were dirty, stinky, and probably had some pretty colorful language. Also, a tax collector, Matthew, who was just used to ripping people off. And yet, Jesus loved them anyways. Jesus didn't just love them, Jesus chose to walk with them. I want you to think about another believer that you struggle loving. Maybe there's a history there, maybe they're just annoying to you. Maybe you don't like them because of their family. I don't know what the reason is, but think of another Christian that you don't like, that's really hard for you to like. Maybe they just get under your skin. And I want to remind you today that you're on the same team. If Christ is your Lord, you're on the same team. And God needs his people to be unified. He needs his people to have grace with each other, to show mercy towards one another. You know, one of the best things that you can do for someone who's a believer that you don't care for is to pray for them. And then to force yourself to do things that are Christ-like for them or to them. Notice what Jesus did. He wrapped the towel around his waist. That's what I want to encourage all of us to do today, is to choose to take the role of a servant. You see, Jesus was so much above his disciples, being God. Yet he took the role and placed himself below them, and that was an act of humility. I want to encourage all of us to take an act of humility with those Christians that we don't get along with, that we see differently, that parent differently, that act differently than us. Because it will honor God when we wrap the towel around our waist and serve them. Let's pray. Lord, it's impossible for every Christian to like every other Christian. But Father, you make loving them something that's not an option. We know that it is non-negotiable for us to love everyone. And Father, forgive us when we let petty differences or past hurts get in the way of other Christians that we avoid, or that we gossip about, or that we just get our stomach knotted up when we're around them. Lord, would you release us from this? Father, would you bring unity to your people? And Father, I ask for a special level of humility for all of us, that we would wrap that spiritual towel around our waist, and that we would lower ourselves to not think of ourselves better than them. Father, to love those believers who are hardest for us to love. And we know, Lord, that that will not make us emotionally bankrupt. You will always bless us when we do hard things like this. So, Father, whoever you put on our heart, and maybe it's not somebody that's on our heart right now, but would you put on our heart those Christians that we need to just love and show grace to? In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen.